Why is it that we tend to see the faults in the akusala in others before we pick it up in ourselves? It's easier to see somebody else's fault than to see our own. Why is
And
that?
you know the answer, I believe. Yes, you know.
Well, I'm guessing it's because we have this idea of self, and self is okay. Well, the answer is not enough punya to see our own kilesas.
Right?
Lack of punya.
Lack of punya.
Lack of punya and thinking ourselves so important. We like to think we're good.
What else?
My condition.
Mana, yeah.
One more? Or what? Condition.
Yes.
Always conditions. To understand that there's no self, no one at all. Only condition. Just to remind whatever appears now is by conditions only. Are we now here by conditions?
Mm.
See, the answer is always conditions.
Well, we think we're here, but actually it's just seeing by conditions,
right.
Hearing, thinking by conditions, no we that's here at all in reality.
Conditions, see, the answer for everything.
I thought vitakka was the answer for everything. That was yesterday.
It's vitakka, not condition.
Right.
Yeah. All realities, yeah.
The point is that we seem to know the answer for that, but it's still like far, far away from getting that.
Yeah. Otherwise, one might think that Dhamma is so very easy, but actually so very subtle. Because whisper object is now appearing, how much understanding there are at that very moment. Ignorance.
Yesterday evening, towards the end of the session, we were talking about detachment, and you made the point, Sarah, how it becomes clearer that how necessary detachment is. And yet, in our discussions, we do not talk about detachment so very much, about the characteristics of detachment. And I suppose that's because it's like remote or... does not arise so often.
And can there be detachment without panya?
No. No.
That's why we stress on right understanding.
Yes.
Because right understanding will perform its function of detachment.
Yes.
Very little by little.
And that perhaps makes it a little bit clearer about why it takes so long
Because it goes together with detachment, this is very important. Otherwise, there is attachment to have panya again, or to try to have panya.
And that trying to know just goes in circles all the time. Wanting to understand and then... having aversion because there's no understanding, and so wanting to understand more, so just round in circles.
Only when panya sees or understands whatever appears as a Dhamma.
And Ajahn, what about the sense of urgency? Samvega, I think it's Pali, Samvega.
Is it real?
Well, it's some kind of effort.
That is thinking about it. But does it appear?
Not now, but...
Even if now, when it's not the object of understanding, it arises in false way. But one learns from reading that there must be cetasikas with panya, depending on what type of citta is there. Just to learn to know until it appears, otherwise it's only thinking about it, guessing, speculating all the time, like whether this moment has right understanding or not. Actually, at moment when it understands, no need to say that it's not self or it's a cetasika, different from other cetasika. If there is understanding of just a moment, see, don't mind about the past and the future, only that which appears, a moment of understanding, will be accumulated on and on to see that there cannot be anything together at that moment when just one object appears, only that object and that which experiences it. Impossible to know what cetasikas are there. Only when it appears like feeling, then it's different from the experiencing, but because it feels. So the understanding from books condition a moment of understanding an object which appears by conditions. By then, when there is the understanding of conditions, it will eliminate the idea of I, and it sees that not at the moment at all to develop understanding, only at moment of when that object appear to awareness and right understanding directly.
Can we say that
just as when there is a moment of understanding of reality, detachment is there, that when there is understanding of reality, there is already a sense of urgency or some wega at that moment, so it's there already at that moment.
Yeah. Not anyone who is trying to have it. At such moment, it's not the understanding of realities as not self.
Because no other
object can appear, just that one, so it's like there is a urgency, or because it's just that one reality which appears at that moment.
That's why we learn about when does vitaka arise and when does virya arise.
But Ajahn, it still seems that there is, after any kind of experiencing, a lot of akusala thinking, a lot, and
so understanding from learning, considering, on and on and on.
And can any kind of akusala be understood?
Yes.
Any kind?
Yes. Like what?
Like me. Like tiredness or dosa or mana to high extent. I mean, the whole process is
and lopa
dream.
If panya does not see lopa, can lopa be eliminated?
When we talk about seeing akusala, we usually think of the gross akusala because that's the one that we want to get rid of, but actually the aim is for panya to see the subtle akusala because that's the one that keeps us in the round of rebirths and is hardest to see.
For example, the asava, it follows the process of seeing. Or even in the process of seeing, there is kusala and akusala, depending on conditions. For those who do not have accumulation for kusala to arise, as very quickly as that. There's always a kusala, whether it's moha mulacitta or lobha mulacitta. If panya does not understand seeing or what in that process, like hearing or visible object and sound, no way to eliminate the attachment or ignorance from that which is seen or heard. That's why even one knows about asava and it does not appear, but by understanding the very moment of that object which appears, it's the only way to understand and have less asava, because panya is there instead of asava.
Ditti, avijja, and lobha all asavas. Why isn't dosa an asava?
No, because it's not as quick,
as
lobha in moha. Yeah.
Not as quick.
Ditti moha.
Can you explain that, please?
What arises now?
What is arising right now?
Mm-hmm. Lobha. Lobha moha. Guessing that it's there, it falls away instantly. So, among all the 14 jetasikas, what arises more rapidly? The asava.
Lobha and ignorance.
But ditti?
Yes, kamasava, pavasava, tittasava, and avichasava.
Yes, but I'm wondering why ditti arises more rapidly than dosa.
By conditions, yeah.
What arises more often?
So my question
was, there are four asavas: kamasava, attachment to sense object; bhavasava, attachment to becoming, or no, attachment to becoming, attachment to
becoming.
Yeah, just to becoming. I don't know how else to say anything.
Yeah.
Avijasava, ignorance, and ditasava, wrong view. So my question is, why isn't dosa an asava?
Yeah,
and the question can go on, why not this,
yeah,
why not that, all the time, see?
It doesn't arise as quickly. Because here we're talking about the subtle kinds of kilesa.
You said the last sentence I didn't have. Something arises more often than something.
More quickly.
Pardon?
They arise more often.
No, we.
More quickly.
No, we.
Sorry?
No, we.
No, we.
Who can? We.
No, we.
No,
who? Okay, sorry. Yeah. Can it be said that that the asavas arise?
That is also by lobha.
Yes,
each
it is.
Word. Each thought, yeah. So asava is there.
So they're more prevalent.
Avichasava.
They're more prevalent, is another
one. And who knows, see, they arise and fall away very rapidly. Only study and knows that it's beyond one's understanding to know such moment. But by having more and more understanding, when it's less and less, then one sees that that's the way to become enlightened. To the degree of arahata.
And to develop more detachment with
understanding. So don't mind about detachment. What about understanding? Whatever appears now as it is.
It's element.
Yes. Uh-huh. What is element?
Like seven.
Yes, and what is element?
It's something devoid of any nature and self.
When?
When it's now, but it's, I think...
What is now?
That what is gone.
Yes, but what is that which gone?
Something.
What is something? No. You it's gone, but before it goes away. What occurs?
Realities.
What is reality?
This what is caught by attachment and ignorance.
Attachment to what?
To anything.
No, just one thing at a time. See, this the difference between theoretical understanding and the direct understanding. It has to be very certain what object.
Yeah, but must learn a lot to know that.
But now there are many realities and only one can be directly appear to awareness. When it's there, it knows that that is the object. Right now, no precise understanding about each reality because they appear like together at the same time. But when it's a moment of understanding, only an object, just that object, the characteristic of it, not just thinking about it, appearing. Like now, visible object is appearing, but it's not the object of right understanding. But when time comes, there can be understanding of what appears, no matter it's visible object or sound, exactly the same, just in a moment. Appears in a moment, everything, see? That's the way to know that there are realities, different realities too.
You often say it must happen naturally. You know, no forcing, no trying.
Like just now, like seeing an invisible object, who tries to have it?
Yes. And I was thinking of kusala and agusala. And
what is agusala now?
Agusala now is attachment to trying to have some understanding.
And what is kusala now? See, we talked about many realities. Just talk about...
Yeah, okay. I was thinking of being natural, but the natural self, my natural self, seems to be full of agusala.
It is agusala itself.
Is agusala.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
But not just for you. It is not yours.
It's just agusala. Mm.
It's not the natural me.
Well, I think it's an attachment to being a person, being a good person, being someone who's kind.
So it's all clinging to the idea of me being this way.
So that's
way.
Ditti, the attachment. Yeah.
When it's me and my akusala.
Yeah.
I like this reminders on this seven dhatus. Because.
Okay, now.
Yeah, now.
Seven dhatus now. Yeah, okay.
I like this reminder. Yeah. It's helpful to consider. I mean, just...
But you see that you like the words as reminder. What about the reality now which appear as reminder instead of the words?
I don't know that.
When you talk about seeing, there's seeing. So it can be a reminder to understand that if there is no attention and no awareness, Panya cannot understand it as just that which sees, an element of seeing. Now it's the element of seeing and the element of visible object. What else?
It seems that naturally I don't think about this, but when I read I can start to think.
About seeing. The word or the seeing right then.
I mean, usually it's word, but...
Yeah, until there are conditions to understand, not by speculation or expecting at all. Just arise naturally by conditions. So it's so natural, like when there's seeing and there's no understanding, it is natural. And when there's seeing and understanding, it is as natural. But before it is natural, Panya develops to the degree to know the difference. But this is not natural yet. So Panya knows that later on, when there's more understanding, more conditions, and less attachment, then it is natural.
Mm-hmm. Ajahn, what about the beginning? The beginning.
Now. Yes. You think of the beginning, but now is the beginning. If it's not now, then it's you thinking about the beginning.
But I see this tree, for example, and no realities.
No reality?
No.
What do you see?
A tree, a nice tree over there.
Without the reality, can there be the idea of tree?
No.
So, what is seen, again, as a reminder of the reality which appears, not the word, but the reality which appears. This is the most important while one study the teachings, to know that any word represents a reality, to be reminded to understand the reality, not only the word. Like whisper object now, when you say, you see whisper object, or a tree, or what? Seeing is seeing. It cannot know the shape and form as tree at all. It only sees.
But afterwards there is a thinking of shape and form, so, and it's called Manovijñāna Dhatu.
You mean that while the rupa is still there, not fallen away yet, it's time for asava to be kamasava, or avichasava, or tittasava, according to conditions. But they are all unknown, because panya is not strong enough to understand it, because the processes arise and fall away in split seconds. It's only from learning and understanding it can condition moment of understanding, not a moment, but the difference between the seeing and visible object. To be precise, that visible object is not seeing, and seeing is that now sees. Any moment of seeing is that which sees. Otherwise, what is in the book is not helpful as it should be. Only reminders for understanding to develop now. This is the beginning, and begin again, and again, and again, all the time. Because you see that even right understanding now begins, but after that, loss of akusala. So the beginning just a moment ago is covered up by all the akusala, so it has to begin again. Like when akusala does not cover up the previous moments. Otherwise, it's wrong path. Only thinking or taking something as what is written in the book, where it's not the understanding from this moment on.
It cannot be denied that the seeing, or that there's a visible object, that there's hardness, that there's sound. But that's after that, it's really... I guess what I'm saying is not much punya to know further than that, because there's no knowing the difference at this stage between the visible object and seeing. It's just, I don't know the difference. I mean, I hear this seeing and this visible object, but it's difficult to know.
You're praising the Buddha's virtues again and again and again. pressing again.
Pressing
again. To see the difference between his virtues and the others. Otherwise, nobody calls him Buddha, the enlightened one or the blessed one. Awakened one. Are you awake now? Why? You open your eyes.
The realities, I don't know the truth.
Right.
I'm in a dream.
It's moment of being awakening.
To know the truth?
At moment of understanding a characteristic which now appears. Only that. Wake up and then fall asleep again, and wake up and fall asleep again.
Madonna, can you explain what's the meaning of pariyatti?
It is now when we talk about realities but not understanding it as it is.
So those are the moments of pariyatti, are still the moments of sleep.
Certainly.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
A moment of sleep, moments of pariyatti.
Are still moments of sleep.
Yeah.
Now the natural way is to be asleep most of the time, and occasionally for there to be moments of understanding, even just at the pariyatti level. But the understanding has to develop until the understanding becomes the natural way, like the dream states are now, so that there's more and more understanding, so it becomes more and more used to realities appearing, so that that becomes the natural, common way of living, but it has to develop.
Otherwise, what's the use of reading and reading and reading a lot of books? No use. If it cannot be conditioned for understanding reality right now. But at moment of reading, one understands that it's about whatever appears now. And then it will, vitaka, condition, thinking or touching that which is heard right then or read right then.
And also, whatever is seen right now is also a reminder of how little understanding there is. So we don't have to go anywhere for a reminder.
Why it's go? Just,
yes. It's a reminder of how little we know.
Yeah. From life to life, there are conditions to listen again, thinking over it again, beginning to understanding it again.
In talking about being natural,
what is more natural than now?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Even but unnatural is natural.
But I think I've thought about natural in terms of self, a bit like what you just said, Azita, whereas when you talked about it, it's a little bit clearer that it's by conditions.
Until when it's direct understanding.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think the more that we talk about this, the more that I see there's so much attachment to self, my idea of myself and how I behave in the world, and if I do something that's a bit gross, like playing kookaburras, waking people up, then I feel, you know, that's really bad. But again, it's just attachment to self. It's forgotten about conditions.
And this is actually more than the attachment and the wrong view of self, that there is any understanding, is more than asava, because, as Ajahn explained before, the asavas are the very subtle ones that there's no knowing about.
And without conditions, you will never hear the teachings. And even you heard it, it might not be conditioned to understanding it at all. That's why from moment to moment of accumulation of understanding, it can condition the understanding to whatever degrees, depending on conditions.
And it's so helpful to know that
even this, even the gross attachment or wrong view or other kalesa, any reality is not self at all. So otherwise it's just more clinging to self that doesn't want to have this or wants it to be another way, and that just conditions more and more attachment and wrong view of self. So it helps a lot to just understand that it's just a reality, and then detachment is there at that moment.
It seems that before we hear the Dhamma, we spend a lot of our time thinking that, I think for the most part, we're pretty good, you know, people with good qualities, etc. And the more you learn about the Dhamma, the more you realize that the kusala wholesome moments are so few and far between, both in terms of dana at any level, But I think you learn that one learns that really it's the opposite from what we thought at the beginning. That it's mostly a sea of akusala, and occasionally one rises above it.
The great thing is
to be able to appreciate these are just dhammas. Otherwise, there's so much clinging to it being this way or that way, but actually they're just conditioned dhammas that arise and fall away, and what happened this morning, completely gone. What happened a moment ago, completely gone. So actually can be beginning again even now with understanding of what appears.
So in that way, it can be easy to go from thinking I'm quite a good person to thinking I'm a terrible person, but still
same problem. When you do that.
And that's where the teaching about anatta is such a gift, that it can it can liberate from that.
Right.
Well, I think there's a bit of fear of kusala, because you hear these description of kusala chitta's filth and mire, and it conjures up all sorts of. Al and I were talking about it this morning. When there's a gusala, it's bad feeling, or it could be totally overjoy feeling, but it's classed as filth, and that's again clinging to an idea of self. Oh, I'm filthy, sort of. Just be aware of the agusala when it
more clinging to self all the time.